Joey Page on FUBAR Radio.
We've got something.
Ooh. Good afternoon, people with ears.
Now, a new sound. Very melodic.
A nice slice of psych.
A good, solid sound.
This is a music show, is it?
Yeah.
The music.
I'm not good at to be cruel.
The instruments.
Just like a giant Twix.
The voices.
Guess what my name is? It's Joey Page.
And it's ready to go.
Wow, you know...
Now, play it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Joey Page. That's me. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to me. Have you missed me? What have you been doing? I feel like I am a bit of a dirty stopaway. I've not been on the air for... It's probably the longest I've not been on for ages. Like, I know I swan off to Edinburgh and Australia and all that kind of stuff every now and again to do my various other career paths. But just to be at home in the UK and not doing the show because of Christmas and then I had a couple of things on, it's been weird not being here. So I feel like it's... Well, it is... I don't feel like it's the first show back. It's the first show back for me today. And therefore, it's the first show after Christmas. So in my head, I've just been on a really long Christmas holiday. And as a result, I'll be honest with you, I've not done a lot. I'm going to check in with you guys. I want to know what you've been doing. I want to know, like, how's your time off been? How's it been going back to work? How many of those things that you decided you were going to do to improve yourself for a perfect 2020, how many of those things have fallen by the wayside already? I'm still eating soup. I'm trying to get in shape for my honeymoon, which is... See, this is the other thing. I'm only here today and next week, and then I'm gone again. So you should appreciate me because I'm not here for a while, and then I will be back. It is worth saying that I am coming back, but I'm having a month off to go swanning around America. And basically, I'm trying to get in good shape, not because it's a new year, new you kind of thing, but because I want to lose weight so I can go to America and put on weight. Yeah, because it's going to be impossible not to put on weight whilst eating all the good food that America's got to offer. Anyway, that's what I've been up to. That's what's going on. But, as ever, I've got a wonderful show for you today. It's an important one, right? Because it's the first time I've been on the radio in a few weeks, in a month, in fact. And so, therefore, I feel like my playlist today is more important than ever. Because there's been some stuff that came out during the period between being off and being back on again. There's some exciting new bits of breaking news going on in the music world. There's some good releases coming up. So I'm gonna cover all that kind of stuff. Basically, if you feel like you're a bit out of the loop, then today's show, we're putting you back in the loop. It's the Joey Page New Music Show on FUBAR Radio. Let me tell you about the guests that we've got on the show today. And if you're listening for the first time, welcome. Come inside, have a look around. Find a little corner for yourself to sit down in. Ignore the regulars over there. They're a bit cliquey sometimes. But if it's your first one, welcome. Now, in the studio today, we are going to be talking to Hussey, which is the solo project. She's a... when you say one woman band, what I mean by that is she records and writes and produces and does everything from start to finish. Her name is Sophie Nicole Ellison, and she goes by the name of Hussey. She's gonna be joining me in the studio. I'm very excited to talk to her about a slightly sort of grunge tinged music that she makes. And you know, it's always good to have a musician that also does all the production and stuff, so we can find out about all the ins and outs of all the different stuff that she does. Also, from Italy, by way of somewhere near Bromley, we have the West Wickhams joining us in the studio. They are a brand new psych garage duo And they've only brought two songs out, a double A side, which is out on vinyl, and they're coming in to talk to us about that. Plus, you know how sometimes on the show, well, you won't if you're new, but if you're not new, you know how sometimes on the show we like to get somebody in from a place where music is bought and sold and enjoyed on a physical scale? We have got Kieran from Flashback Records. Their most famous store is in Greenwich. I say most famous because that's the one that I knew was there. And it turns out they've got three of them. And it's an actual chain of record stores, but still independent. And they have events and all stuff like that. So we'll be talking to Kieran about that when he comes in. Plus, we'll be doing the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. And I will also be doing a nice slice of Psych on the show, and also David Bowie Record of the Week, which is self-explanatory, but if you haven't listened before, I reckon I'm the only radio presenter in the whole of the UK to have played a David Bowie song on every single show that I've done, and that continues here today. So, that's what's happening. Hope you can keep up with all of that. A few things I'm going to be talking to my guests about today, a few little talking points that I'll bring up, not necessarily of all of them, but where it's appropriate, just some things that have caught my eye and my attention recently. One of these things, which does feature in the barometer, which is coming up very shortly after our first track of the day, weird food habits. I'm not going to go into that anymore until I get into the barometer, but basically a musician who features in the barometer today has gone mental with a way that they consume a certain foodstuffs. So I just want to know if any of the other people on the show today have any sort of weird things that they get up to when they're consuming. Like, I'm one of these people, you know, that when you have a dinner and it's like a plate of food and it's comprised of loads of different... I don't feel like I need to tell you what a dinner is, right? But I'm the kind of guy that I'll save like the perfect mouthful for the end. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would say that's my weird thing that I do. Like, if I'm eating a sandwich, the crusts, they're going first. Like, I eat the boring stuff first. It's like a chore. Get it out of the way. I think it's called delayed gratification. But that's the way I eat, right? So we'll be talking about eating habits. Also, I've been doing a lot of writing recently. Yeah? I shaved my moustache off for Christmas. I've started to grow it back again, along with a beard, which isn't really happening for me. Sort of same level of beard as assistant producer Will. No, yours is better, Will. Not as good as Abby's, but... yeah, so basically, I've been going to this same cafe to write, and it's like my little safe place. So I'm going to be asking the musicians where they go to do their writing, if they have like a habitual place that they go to, because I've got mine, I've realised, in the last few weeks. And also, as a bit of research for something that my wife's doing, the other night, I watched Robin Hood, the Disney version. I did post about this on Instagram, and it got an amazing amount of likes, considering it was just a screenshot of a old Disney film. And I didn't realise, I must have watched that film so much as a kid, because I knew it word for word. So I'm going to be asking all our guests if there's like a film that they watched almost daily growing up, to the point that now it would be like an amazing nostalgia trip for them. Because, you know, that's what this show's about, trying to get into the minds of these musicians as well as finding out about how they create their music. So that's all what's coming up. We're going to do the barometer in a moment, but first, let's play our first song here today. I'm very excited to announce that some release dates for this person's album have been bandied about. I'm talking about Baxter Jury on the 20th of March. The new album, which is called The Night Chances, will be coming out. There's also a track listing, which I might read that out in a minute for anybody that's interested. And he's doing a host of gigs across the country, starting on the 17th of April up in Leeds, going through to the 25th of April down in Bristol, and hitting up Manchester, Birmingham, Kentish Town, Cardiff, and Hebden Bridge and Glasgow in between then as well. This is the most current single from that forthcoming album. It's called Carla's Got a Boyfriend. I did post that I was going to be playing this on the show, so let's get it in there. It's a real return to form for Baxter Jury. No mucking about, just some classic Baxter Jury. Here we go. This is Carla's Got a Boyfriend. You're listening to the Joey Page Show on FUBAR Radio.
Carla's got a boyfriend. He's got horrible trousers and a small car. Carla's got a boyfriend. I spotted him on Instagram. Followed him about a bit. Carla's got a boyfriend. A bit of designer hair. Sloppy facial looks. Carla's got a boyfriend. I might take care of him, to be honest.
Promises.
Is Carla's Got a Boyfriend by Baxter Jury. I might take care of him, to be honest. I could be Baxter Jury, couldn't I? Let's face it, right? I've got the right timbre of accent. And I like his work ethic insofar as I feel like he tries to do as little as possible. To good effect, but I feel like... And that is a classic Baxter Jury song. Beautiful turns of phrase, bit of orchestra. Get the girls that do the chorus lines to take up most of the heavy lifting and make the song about a minute and a half long. There you go. That's Baxter Jury. Back on form, looking forward to the new album. That's coming out. We've got a track listing here of the songs that are on the new album. Let's pick out a couple of the good ones. One's called Hello, I'm Sorry. Another one is called... Slumlord, which we played on the show, and also what else we on there? The Night Chances, that's what it's called, and Sleep People. So 10 songs, because you know why make it any longer if you don't have to. Baxter Jury's not getting paid by the hour. That's coming out on March the 20th, and despite all my gentle ribbing, he is one of my absolute dreams to have on the show, so I'm going to work as hard as I can to get an interview with him in the coming weeks. Right, now it's time for the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever.
All right, so if you are new to the show, the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever simply works like this. I have been through all the things that have been in the news recently to do with music and put them into one of the following categories. Good or annoying or whatever. The things in the whatever section, I relegate them from the show. I relegate one of them from the show at least, but sometimes there have been multiple relegations. They'd be banished from the show, never to be spoken of again. And then something from the top of the barometer in the good section I will play out here on the show. So let's get into it. Let's start in the whatever section where I don't really know. I said that wrong, actually. The whatever is the things I don't understand. Annoying is the things that I relegate from the show. Let's start in the whatever section. It's my first day back. Leave me alone. Let's start. Where would you rather go, right? Would you rather go to Akon City or Knotfest? Two things I definitely don't understand here. Knotfest is a Slipknot festival that is going to be happening in the Milton Keynes Dome in August. And then Akon City, is this something I don't really understand? The rapper slash R&B musician Akon is building... And when I say I don't understand, I literally don't understand this sentence I'm about to say. He's building a self-sustainable seaside city in Senegal called Akon City. What are you talking about? How's that going to work? I know, but how's it going to work? I don't understand the ins and outs of this. I don't know anything else about it other than that was just... I read the article, it didn't tell me anything. So, there are two places that you can go to. One's not built yet. The other one is unfortunately coming crashing to our... to the Milton Keynes Bowl as well. Can you get any more glamorous? Jeez. I'll give that one a miss. What else is in the... Oh, yeah. So this is in the whatever section. This is what I was alluding to earlier on in the show, yeah? When I was talking about weird foods and weird eating habits, Gene Simmons has his cereal with ice cubes in it. So he has milk, cereal, and ice cubes. He's done it every day of his life, apparently. That is weird. Weird, weird, weird. It just leaves you feeling uncomfortable. Anyway, that's the whatever section of the barometer. Let's move on and have a look at... There's not really any other contenders for... things to be relegated other than Knotfest, which we just discussed, and the thing that is definitely getting relegated from the show, so we might as well do it because there's nothing else on there. It's Coldplay. Coldplay have said that they've achieved all their aims and they are now a service like a tap or a television station to be of use to people if and when they want it. They have no more aspirations. But if people want them to play gigs or whatever, they'll do it as a service. Fuck off! That's Coldplay, banned from the show, ladies and gentlemen. Never to be spoken of again. Up the other end, a shock contender for top of the barometer today is Ed Sheeran. Don't worry, I've not lost my mind. He said he's taking a bit of a break from music. I think we can all applaud that, can't we? Okay. David Bowie's had a street named after him in Paris. It's quite nice, isn't it? Oh no, there was one. This is a shambles today. Jesus. There was another contender to be relegated. The NME website, their album release dates are still for 2019. Aren't you supposed to be the cutting edge? I mean, I know they're not. I say that tongue in cheek. But they haven't even bothered to update the album release section of the NME to 2020. It's still things on there from January 2019. Absolutely pathetic and rubbish. Anyway, my bosom buddy Kurt Vile, he's doing a solo European tour and it was his 40th birthday recently, so let's all wish him a happy birthday. He's doing some dates around Europe. I think there's only one in the UK. I can't remember. I live in London. And I know that I'm going to that date and I've already booked a ticket. Which I probably don't have to, but I've done it because that's what friends do. I probably could have snuck my way in, right? So, that's the Islington Academy. Is it Academy? No, Islington Assembly Hall in Islington, funnily enough. And it's an Assembly Hall, funnily even more enough. Tickets are on sale now. I say that because I've already got mine, so your decision whether to buy them or not doesn't impact whether I'll be able to get in or not. Now, the things that the thing that's at the top of the shop on the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever today is a new song that I am dearly in love with. And just by complete coincidence, when I sent over my playlist for the show, producer Abby emailed me straight back and said, "No way, they're on the show next week." So, isn't this a lovely coincidence? The winner of the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever today is the brilliant new track by the Orioles called Space Samba, and it's absolutely blinding. And they're coming on the show next week, so I'm very excited for that to happen. Their forthcoming EP is called Disco Volador. I've no idea what that means, but I will find out before the interview next week, or possibly during. They're going on tour starting on the 25th. Oh, it's coming out in March. It's changed. Oh no, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Yes, also, they're going on a US tour, and they're taking Weird Milk, who sat in to cover the show when I was away. So that's nice, isn't it? They're also doing some dates, which I'll give you on the other side of this. But let's play Space Samba. It's a brilliant piece of music. I'm very excited to play this on the show. This is the Orioles, who are the winner of the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. You're listening to Joey Page on FUBAR Radio.
Fly into the
There you go. If you didn't know what Space Samba was before, then now you do. I have no idea what a disco volador is. Maybe I'm being thick. Maybe someone can enlighten me. I'm looking through the glass. Assistant producer Will, his blank expression seems to tell me that nobody knows. But I'll find out when we interview the Orioles next week. That is the winner of the Brommer of What's Good or Annoying or whatever. And they are starting a UK tour on the 25th of February in Newcastle. Then they're going Stoke, Norwich, Brighton, Bristol, London, Manchester and Birmingham. Go and see them. They are ace. Right. Now it's time for my first guest of 2020. It's a new decade. It's our first guest. No pressure for this to be an amazing interview from either side, to be fair, because I'm rusty. But welcome into the studio, Sophie, a.k.a. Hussey. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, good.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And how's 2020 treating you so far?
It's good. I was happy 2019 ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a bit of a weird year, but 2020 looks good.
Does it? Okay, good. Yeah. I mean, I can't quite get started on it because this is my first show back and then I'm only doing it for 2 weeks and then I'm swanning off on a trip around America for a month. So
oh, wow.
I feel like my year, even though it is starting in an incredible way, officially, I don't feel like mine starts till March.
Politically, maybe not, but
yeah,
it feels more positive, yeah.
Yeah, to drive around in a...
Where are you going?
Just all over, like literally from New York and then you're going to go like zips like all the way across to the other side, San Francisco.
Oh,
but yeah,
nice.
But yeah, so I feel like I'm still kind of a little bit on my Christmas holidays until March almost.
Ride the wave.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna. Real fan of the stuff that you've put out so far. Really like the kind of sort of grungy inflected tinge on some of your previous singles that you put out,
yeah.
And then a new one came out in December.
Yes.
So I know that you basically do everything from the writing, the recording, the producing, everything yourself. So
yes.
just talk to me a little bit about how you started, where Hussey came from, what your sort of background was coming into it.
Let me think. It's something I've always done.
Mm.
I've always made music, but I've not put it out, so it's been like a thing I've just...
So from like what sort of age are we talking?
Oh, just super young. Like where I grew up, it was super remote and there was just nothing to do. So doing like music and art was like my kind of thing, I guess.
And what sort of form did that music like? Was you like just on a guitar or like a piano
just,
or what was you?
On one of those tiny, is it Playmobil Walkman things?
Oh,
like really?
Really
crude, you know, those things.
Like a talk boy? No.
What are they? They've got like a tiny microphone cassette in them and you can just record. I would just
record. Yeah, a talk boy.
Yeah, I've not heard.
They had one in Home Alone.
Really?
Famously, like, as he'd record bits off of the... They probably existed before that.
Oh,
but he'd record bits off the film,
yeah.
And then play it back on the
phone
to the guy.
That, yeah. So I had one of those and I would just record anything and everything. And then as I got older, it became more...
amazing.
Less... I don't know what the word is. Scratchy.
Scratchy.
Yeah.
But was there like... Was it just coming straight from your brain or was you like influenced by something at such an early age? Like was you listening to something and then almost like mimicking it or was it like your own things?
Just
what was going
whatever
on?
Whatever weird stuff was going on in my brain at the time.
How fascinating. I bet you've not kept any of that.
What I've heard sounded just like chip, like because my voice was so high, it was just like a chipmunk kind of singing over some organ sounds.
But do you remember like what you were singing about at all?
I have no
nothing
idea.
No, okay.
Yeah.
I'm now just trying to like burrow straight into your brain. It's a bit maybe early on in the interview for that,
know,
but it's just like
I
found this quite fascinating.
It was just a very isolated place, so your imagination could
so
go
fair
anywhere.
Enough. And have you got siblings?
No.
No. So
no.
Yeah, you was very much just like playing in in your own imagination.
Yeah,
that's pretty good though. I mean, you've turned it into a career, so congratulations.
Thanks.
Now, tell me a little bit about, because I know that you also work, or you did work in production and stuff. And
yeah.
So how much has that
helped your decision to, like, do everything yourself? Was you just doing it for other bands and thinking, I might as well do this side of it as well? Or?
Yeah, like, I'd not actually done my own... Like, I'd studied sound tech, but I'd never, like, done my own music.
Yeah.
And I was kind of just messing around with it. And then when I actually started doing it, I was just like... Because, I don't know, when I do stuff, I kind of see it as a whole thing.
Mm.
So it was just... It made sense just to do it like that.
Yeah, right.
But, But I do like collaborating with people, and I play in other bands as well, and it all kind of feeds.
Right, yeah. And
thing.
Like studio engineering and stuff. What bands have you done that? Is there anybody that like we would go, oh yeah?
Probably not like big, nothing big, but I've just kind of friends at the minute on the same kind of level of scene, I guess. But, I started out doing the typical kind of studio assistant stuff for a while. Did that for a while in some good studios. But that's, if you want to do it properly, it's just very time consuming and it kind of takes over your life.
Right.
Like you're doing 14-hour days. So I was doing that, but I just felt a bit, there was no room to do anything else. And because I'm quite creative, you know, I like to do my own thing. So doing it on the side lets me do both things.
Yeah, right.
If that makes sense.
Nice.
But yeah.
Something I wanted to ask you about, I'm asking all of the guests on the show today about, in fact, is because I'm a stand-up comedian, right? So I've been trying to write some stuff for a project that I'm working on. And I've been going to this same cafe, and it's now become the place that I go to write. So I wondered, is there a place where you like to work, like, especially when you're writing lyrics and stuff, do you have like a sort of space where you're like, this is where I like to go to be creative?
No particular space, I would say. I think it just, they just like appear. But I do like to just sit down and sometimes just stream of consciousness kind of.
Right.
I love that kind of
thing. Yeah.
But otherwise it's just kind of milling around in your head and then.
And you're based in South East London, right?
Yeah.
So whereabouts?
Lewisham.
Lewisham, okay, yeah. So it's like all around the sort of new crossy kind of area of people being creative, and a lot of bands are coming out of New Cross. And
yeah, I keep seeing more people in the station where I get on and off of the Green. I see more like music-y people now. I think it's over the past year become
More
popular.
Very much so. Like on this show, I've noticed a lot more bands going, New Cross. So.
Yeah, but there was that big New Cross scene with Goldsmiths and the Five Bells and stuff.
Yeah.
That closed down and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. And have you ever been to the Bunker Club in Deptford?
I haven't.
Oh, you've got to go in there. That's where I went for New Year's Eve.
But I haven't
it's
been
amazing.
There yet. Yeah.
Me and my friends went back there for New Year's Eve. We went back there like for the first time last year, but we used to go there when I went to uni, which was a very long time ago now.
Yeah.
And it hasn't changed, but it is an amazing place.
Oh, I keep hearing, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, yeah, you've got to check that out.
I need to.
Tell us a bit more about your sort of influences these days. Like, is there something that you draw on for inspiration for your work?
I'd say I'm trying, because all the stuff I've put out so far has been kind of like, kind of early stuff that I've done.
Yeah, right.
And I'd say the new stuff that I'm doing is kind of more like less, just it's like less strictly guitar based.
Right.
So I'm trying to like expand.
Yeah, right. Because you obviously you play everything, because it's as I said earlier, you're a one person band.
Yes.
In a very literal sense, including all the production stuff.
Yeah.
So is there anything that when you're doing it that you're like, oh god, I'd like to play that instrument, but have you had to like self-teach yourself any instruments, or is there anything that you're like, I'm surprised I picked that up very easily, or oh no, I hate that instrument but I really wanted it on a record?
I really want saxophone,
right,
or strings for like the next stuff after what I'm doing now. I would love that. So if you're a saxophone or string player,
but why don't you teach yourself?
But then you got to get the instrument, and that's like a violin is money, isn't it?
I reckon.
And a sax.
I reckon if you go on Freecycle or Gumtree,
But then you got to take years. I mean, I get that approach, but I think I would like to start where I'm at now. I think I'd like to start reaching out to people,
okay.
I think I'm getting a bit itchy.
Oh, that's nice though.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to do that.
And is there anything like that you've used so far where you're like, oh, I wish I never decided to do that because it seemed like a good idea at the time, but then it became very complicated to put into the work?
Ooh. Do you mean like an instrument?
Yeah, or even like, I don't know, like, I'm not the most technically gifted person, which is why I'm sat this side of the desk, but, you know, like, some sort of, like, effect or pedal or something that you've done in post-production that you're like, why did I start this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. Do you mean, like...
What we're saying is that Sophie's good at everything. That's what she's
I'm
telling
not,
us.
Though,
that.
No, I'm
no, I'm
really
joking.
Not.
It's fine.
I'm just fumbling. I'm, like, self-taught, so everything is just, like, fumble through, but I somehow make it work. But, I don't know. I've used my favourite thing that I've done is probably I've played like an organ on something recently.
Oh, cool.
And I like that.
And so is that like, did you already have the organ or was you like, I'm going to get an organ? How did you?
I want an organ, but I went to just a studio.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That had one. But no, I don't know. Thing is, if I don't like something, I'll just take it out.
Yeah, right. But it's more like, did something sound good and you're like, I really like this, but it was really difficult to get the results that I wanted from it.
I tried playing piano on something recently.
Right.
And that was because I'm not really a piano player. And again, if I did like sax or strings, that would be the case. It would just be, you know, probably quite painful to make it work.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which is why I'd like to try and collaborate a bit more, maybe.
Well, let's put the call out. If there's any strings or saxophonists that want to get involved, then you can email the show and we can put you in touch. We'll be like a sort of matchmaking service for saxophones. How about that? So the single that we're going to play shortly, YLMD, that came out in December.
Yes.
And so what are your plans for 2020? Do you have big plans? Have you got other releases like imminent, or what have you got in the bag?
I'm finishing an EP right now. I've been doing that I was doing that last year, and then I went back in the studio in January. So that's like, I want to get that done ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it out maybe like Easter, summertime. Probably
nice.
Summertime. And then see what happens.
And you say that the stuff that you've already put out is like stuff that you kind of almost had sort of laying a bit dormant, like older stuff. So YLMD, is that more of a nod towards where you feel your sound's going, or what can we expect from the stuff you've got coming out on that EP?
It's probably, I'd say the new stuff is more of like a evolution of all of that sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably leaving... Not leaving it, but like why? Not leaving that song out, but it's just kind of growing.
Nice.
From it. Maybe it's slightly less guitar.
Okay. Yeah.
Heavy, but still guitar heavy. But you
and
know.
And depend on who gets in touch. Maybe loads more sax.
The next one after that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've really been enjoying listening to your stuff, and so great that you could come
Thank
in
you.
And see us. Is there anything you want to tell the listeners particularly about this track that we're going to play?
Enjoy it.
Yeah, good notes. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show, and yeah, let us know when you've got some new stuff and we'll play it out.
I
but
will.
For now, this is Hussey and YLMD. You're listening to Joey Page on FUBAR Radio. There we go. That is YLMD by Hussey. First guest of 2020. That's Sophie. So lovely to have her in the studio. Now, done a little bit of research. And, well, I say I've done it. I've done nothing. I was having a lovely chat with Sophie. But producer Abby and assistant producer Will, one of the two, have told me that Avolador, as we was talking about, in relation to Space Samba from the forthcoming LP Disco Volador, is a flying fish. And I've looked one up, and you should too. You'll be very glad that you did. I think they're absolutely right to make an album about that, to be honest. Also, we didn't quite get into this with Sophie, but I will be quizzing some of our other guests about the weird food habits, right? Because Abby has quite also rightly said that she hates it when people section up their dinners. Like, if they're having fish and chips, they would eat, like, peas, then all of the chips, then all of the fish, and not mix and match between any of the components of the dinner. That's weird. If you do that, you're not welcome here on the show, okay? I just want to say that. But stay, because I need people in my life. Cool! All right, so now I'm going to play a new song by MGMT. I don't think this is from a forthcoming album. I think it's just a kind of standalone thing. It's always good when the person in charge says they think quite a lot in a little lead up to a song. It's from a 12-inch vinyl along with another track called As You Move Through the World. It's the first release from MGMT Records. That means that they, MGMT, have become the MGMT of their own record label. This is the first thing to come out since Little Dark Age in 2018. Came out in December, but I was away and I wanted to play it. And I felt this has gone under the radar quite a bit, so I thought I would play it. It's called In the Afternoon. And if you remember Little Dark Age, probably one of the best songs of 2018 for my money. This definitely follows along in that little weird, spooky enclave that sometimes people can get into so well in music. It's quite a hard thing, I think, to generate a sort of cool, spooky vibe. Hate the word vibe. Don't know why I said that. Disgusting. But this is MGMT In the Afternoon. It's a bit spooky. I hope you're not sat in a room that's too dark.
FUBAR Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
We've got a legend of Ealing, Andrew Levy from the Brand New Heavies.
Hi guys.
What was it like working with Mr. Ronson?
It took me a year to realise that if I write him an email that's longer than 7 words, including not having my name underneath it or a hello on the top, he will never reply. So it took me
you worked
a year.
Out to the exact science of seven words. On.
7 words.
Where's the song?
That's brilliant. I'm going to
time soon.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
All right, that's Michael and Marcel. They're up after me at 4 o'clock. And it's now time to welcome my next studio guests into the studio. I don't know why I always say that. They're always quite clearly already in the studio. And if I say studio guests, then you obviously know they're going to be in the studio. It's pointless. But welcome to the show, John and Elle, the West Wickhams. Hello, thanks for coming
Hi,
in.
Joey.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good, good. So, yeah, I'm very excited to have you guys in. I'm really enjoying the. It's basically brand new output from a brand new band, essentially. And so, only one double A side single, but I've. Oh, they're both so good, these tracks. So, let's get into how you guys came to be as the West Wickhams. How did you meet, that kind of thing? Also, John, can you just pull your microphone in a bit closer to you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just totally. Can you hear me now? One, two, checking.
That's it. I'm just going to turn up a little bit more.
Hello,
okay.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Right, go on. There we go. That's better. I put the wrong mic up. It's my first day back today.
That's all right.
We're there. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about how you guys know each other and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, we met at a show.
Which is Gang of Four show.
And, nice.
I'm originally from Scilly Isles.
I'm actually from Sydney in Australia.
Oh, cool.
And both music fans. John's always played music, always a very creative person, always writing.
Also like to paint as well. I do mad paintings and things.
Oh, yeah. What kind of stuff?
I'm more like kind of abstract, really. I tend to like listen to a band called Wire, and then I just like literally throw the paints all over. And I also paint with like travel cards and things. So
as a brush.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, and you can sweep all the paints over, and then they all go into each other. So it's kind of like
it must be getting quite hard to get hold of a travel card.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's all
always
stuff.
Mainly like the tickets. I mean,
yeah.
So I meant the actual like train tickets.
Yeah,
So you have to get them from the.
Do you just go and collect a load at the end of the day?
Yeah, you have to go over and collect them. But it looks like you're kind of trying to steal them, but you're not really. You know, I'm actually using them for painting. It's almost like kind of a type of recycling.
Yeah, right.
In an artistic
way. What makes them good? Is it like is it the laminate on them?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, because they just spread the paint so evenly and beautifully. So it's just like...
They're not
really
too
well,
thick and not too thin in terms of, like, you couldn't use a business card. They've got them kind of rounded edges on
business cards. Right.
That's a bit American psycho.
So you can't do that. It has to be something more that's been used.
Yeah.
So it's almost about someone's travel, where they've been travelling, where they're going from or where they're going to. And that's kind of what the painting could be representative of as well. So it could have like, their soul in that card, and you could represent that.
Do you ever put the card in with the... In with the bit of art?
Quite a few times, just because there's so much paint on there, and it just goes into the painting as well, so that can like create part of the art too as well. So
cool.
Good.
And
so we kind of been together since like September
time.
We just like started rehearsing, and then I'd written a whole like wave of songs, and then we decided to like put out our own like little like punk DIY single like in November. And then we've just been like playing shows to kind of peddle that, really. We've been kind of blagging ourselves on supports. So we've got different various bands and that. So we've been doing quite well with like the sort of older indie bands, which is good, like cult bands that are into.
Oh yeah, like who? Give us some names.
Oh, things like Shriekback, the Wooden Tops,
the Chameleons, the Wedding Present.
Wedding Present,
oh, cool.
Yeah. And we also played with this great new band called Ist Ist. I think they've been around for a little while, but they're quite cool. They're
like
kind of gothy, sort of indie, a bit like Editors sort of vibe,
okay,
but they're
really
lovely people. And
nice.
We did do one show with them in York, which is our second ever show, and but that was fun. There's like a lot of like goths there at that show, so it was just cool. So that's really good. And she's just been out there touring. We just toured recently this weekend as well.
And, nice.
So
and so obviously, you being from Sydney,
yeah,
a bit further away than West Wickham, right?
That's right.
So how did you decide? I kind of get the point of picking a, I suppose, fairly bland place in the UK to represent the band in a sort of tongue-in-cheek almost kind of way. But how did you settle on West Wickham as a name for the band?
I think it's kind of got some good alliteration. It just sounds cool. Like, West Wickham sounds a bit like witchy, a bit like Wicked Witch of the West, I always thought, which is, you know, obviously I have no reference point to West Wickham.
But we so also, you've not been?
I haven't.
Oh, but, you've got to go and have a stomp around in West Wickham.
We will but, definitely.
We met some amazing punks who came to one of our shows, and they said West Wickham is actually the site of the first ever Hellfire Club in the UK, Wickham Caves. Mm. So it kind of worked out quite well.
Yeah, this is also a play on words with the Bromley contingent as well, because they're really into like punk stuff, and that's where it comes from.
Yeah,
really. So it's like an imagined rival gang to the Bromley contingent, and that's where we got the name from for that, really, because we've got like a real core of all our music is like from a punk spirit, but punk in the sense of being originally creative, not aggressive in any way, more about being artistic and just being an individual yourself and wearing what you want to wear and being who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the true spirit of punk, and that's like what we're mainly about, really.
And I feel like musically, even though it's sort of like quite psychedelic, garagey sound, but it feels like the arrangement of the lyrics is more rooted in punk.
Definitely, yeah. I'd say so. Yeah, that's where like I just things that I've observed or seen, or you know, just like going to like clubs in London, or just hanging out all around like in the tubes and everything. It's just like I sort of observe things in life, and that's tend to what I write about as well.
Yeah.
I also like read a lot as well, so a lot of that comes into it as well, like things like Edgar Allan Poe,
mm-hmm.
but also like Charles Bukowski as well, and different things like that. All different. But like literature and art and just things on the streets I've seen all come into my lyrics, really. And sometimes I dream a lot of my songs, so they just come to me.
Oh, wow.
And the problem is I have to like wake myself up.
Did you keep like a little notebook by the bed?
Yeah, or just like with my phone, like a dictaphone, and I'll just be there like singing it into the phone late at night, which might sound a bit weird and that, so, but it's it works really well. And the next morning I'll wake up.
Are you sharing a bed with anyone?
Maybe.
So how are they feeling about this? You wake up in the middle of the night and start blaring.
I think you need to worry more about the neighbours.
That's all good. And also we're sponsored by Cadbury's Buttons. Oh. I've got to say that, apparently.
Are you?
No, not really. Okay. Apparently you can say sponsors, so.
Yeah, you can tell whatever you like. If they want to send some chocolate in, then keep saying it.
That'd be very nice. All Curly Whirlies are good, so.
Yeah, they are very good. Now, I wanted to ask you about a couple of things that I've been. Oh no, that's what I was gonna talk to you about.
Sorry. Yeah.
If you go to West Wickham, because I've done my homework.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a couple of places that might interest you, especially when it comes to maybe coming up with some ideas for future material.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Enchanted Village. Which is a crazy golf course.
Sounds right up our street. Yeah.
Sounds like it was going to be like a forest or something.
Yeah, no, it's a venture
really
golf.
Magical, you know. Yeah. That's going to sound amazing. So we're all into that.
It does look pretty weird, though. Like, it looks quite psychedelic. So
there's a good one in Sion House. You know, like that's pretty cool. Like an enchanted forest there.
Is there?
Yeah.
But no golf course.
No mini golf. And I don't know what happens in here, but in West Wickham. The Museum of the Mind. It's in West Wickham.
Well, that works out quite well with
that's
the
cool, isn't it? Yeah, I like it.
Optical illusions and hypnotic spirals. Yeah.
So there you go. There's a few things for you to consider.
Everything's connected.
Go and visit that.
Yeah. Nice maybe take a little camera, do a bit of Instagram posting for the band.
Help us with future songs.
So, being from Sydney, what sort of music did you grow up listening to there now?
Well, my favourite kind of music is from the UK. My favourite bands are like post-punk bands like The Fall, Wire. I love Buzzcocks. I love The Damned. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So how did you end up, like, did you move? How long have you been in the UK for? You've been here a long time?
Yeah, about 6 years.
Okay, cool. Sweet. And I've never been to the Isle of Scilly. The Isles of Scilly.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell us about it as a place?
Well, it's kind of slightly subtropical. And, it's like I don't know, it's just like very individual. It's kind of very remote. Mm. It's like very, can be quite touristy, but kind of very lonely during like the winter times. But obviously the uptime's kind of like during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's really amazing. Got like the Tresco Gardens there, where there's like shipwrecked figureheads. And yeah,
what do you mean by, what, as in like off the front of boats?
Yes. Yeah, because like what happened is back in the day in sort of round, particularly in like 17th, 18th century, is because of a lot of people didn't know that it was there, a lot of ships would just get wrecked there, and that's how a lot of people would live off the ships and off the wrecks there.
No
so,
way.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, really. So take all like the treasure or food or beer or whatever they've got on board. So those figureheads are all from mostly from wrecked ships as well. And also it's the Island of Lost Souls as well there. There's obviously there's a Blondie reference there. I think they did their video there because we're quite into Blondie as well.
Yeah, right.
Which is pretty cool. And they have like a racing competition there as well, like with the rowing and that.
Every year,
but I don't really know too much about that really.
I have to get over on a little trip.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's very quiet and peaceful. And you also you have black rabbits there, red squirrels, and
black ponies.
What else is there? Yeah, black ponies, like wild horses and ponies. This is cool. So yeah, it's very very lovely, very tranquil.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm gonna next time I'm off for a little break, I'm gonna get an Airbnb over there.
Cool. Go and check the tourist board there,
maybe. Yeah, maybe you should. So we've had the first taste of what's to come from the band, but
yeah,
tell us
sure.
a bit about what you've got coming up going forward. What the plans for 2020?
Yeah, sure. And we've got some shows coming up with an indie band called Half Man Half Biscuit.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, I know that.
We're doing some other shows like club shows and things like throughout February, March, April. And we're playing Long Division Festival. We're also playing.
Oh, that's a great festival.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard it's really amazing. Yeah. Like, you know, I just say it's really cool and very indie and DIY, which is what we're all about. And also playing at the Edge of the Sea Festival in Brighton, which is the end of August, which is a really amazing festival there just by the sea. And also, I've written pretty much all of the album, and we're going to try and release that probably just before the summer and tour that as well. And we'll probably like maybe release it ourselves again, or maybe hopefully someone might come along and help us. But whatever way, we'll just put it out anyway, regardless.
Yeah, sweet.
Just don't get it out there. So it's the most important thing is to be expressive.
Yeah, of course. Well, now, what I would like to talk to you about is a couple of things I've been talking about in general on the show today, right? So, first of all, this has come off the back of a thing that I discovered on the show about Gene Simmons. Don't know if you've seen this.
No.
But it's taken the world by... It's like a horrific piece of news that when he has his cereal...
Yeah.
In with the milk, he has ice cubes in... The cereal.
Oh, in the actual cereal?
Yeah, with the milk.
Oh, right. Which so I just to make it cool?
I've no idea, but I find that
cool,
weird
nice.
And it creeps me out. So we've been talking about, like, weird food habits on the show. So I was wondering, there, like, do you have, like, a certain way that you consume food, or do you eat, like, a weird combination of things? Is there anything that comes to mind from you guys as a band?
Yeah, I was just thinking, I always thought as, like, a time-saving thing, why don't you pour coffee directly on the cereal?
Oh, I might try that actually.
Yeah. You could put orange juice on cereals as
well. No, you've gone too far. You've gone. But
orange
coffee
juice is all right.
Because coffee's got the milk in. I think that's why it helps, right?
You might need your vitamin C in the morning. You know, you've had a long night out. So.
Or Barocca, have a fizzy cereal. Maybe not.
Or tequila as well.
Yeah, just keep going.
Exactly.
Keep going. Also, I, for the first time in a very long time, I watched the Disney film Robin Hood. You know, the animated one with the like fox and all the different.
I don't know that. Sorry.
But basically, it was the film that I grew up. Turns out I don't really remember this, but as a little kid, because I spoke to my mum, she was like, "You'd watch that nearly every day for quite a long period." So then, when I was watching it, I was like, "I know this off by heart. How do I know this?" So. I wanted to know, what kind of films did you guys enjoy growing up? Is there, like, one specific film that you'd watch over and over again as a kid?
Yeah, I would say, I don't know whether I said advanced as a kid, but I used to watch The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Like that's, like, probably my number one film of all time.
We love John Hughes.
Yeah.
So anything kind of John Hughes-related, I would say.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a very cool choice.
I love Ringworld and all the cool music in those films.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, so we're really into that. So I'd say that's who pretty much know most of the... at Dialogue.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, great.
I think it's very poignant. It's still, it's relevant today.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
To, like, you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
People, how they feel.
No, it's a good choice. I'm glad I asked. There we go. So, in a second, we are going to play He's Acquired a New Face.
Ooh,
so, first of all, we should mention that the single is out on limited edition vinyl, white vinyl.
That's right, yeah.
And might have all gone, I don't know.
We've got about 50 or 60 left or
something. Okay, so they're going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. And, We've been selling them at shows.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Yeah.
And you get three optical illusions as well in the vinyl.
Explain that a bit more for us.
Oh, well, it's just like all different optical illusions are hidden and on the cover of the vinyl.
Oh, sweet.
We'll give you a copy later, actually. We brought one down for you.
Oh, that's so nice.
And there's also optical illusions in the actual vinyl itself. You know, when you open up, it's white and it's got like varying different optical illusions as you turn around the record.
Amazing. I love it when people properly, because there's two camps of musicians. People that will just, you know, they care about the music and then the rest of it kind of just goes however it goes. Whereas I love it when somebody really gets into the details of what the artwork's going to be and
the packaging and all that.
Yeah.
And record collectors, so we always wanted to do something.
Oh, like, you should. yeah, hopefully there'll be a crossover. But we've got Kieran from Flashback Records coming in a minute.
Maybe
you can talk to him about some vinyl stuff before you leave it today. But he's coming in to talk about vinyl collections and stuff.
Oh,
so that's good. Yes, so it's a double A-side single. He's Acquired a New Face and Where the Creatures Rule. So did you want to just tell us a little bit about the tracks before we play He's Acquired a New Face?
He's Acquired a New Face is basically it's all like buzzwords to do with getting high and to do with drugs.
Right.
So it's more like a story about that, and it's also a theme about how you change and sort of transfer as a person once you've taken that drug and how you feel about it. So it's more of a story. It's not saying we're promoting drugs, it's just like a story of it, really.
Right,
it's also a little bit of a warning as well to people, like, just to be careful too at the same time, I think. But it's kind of open to interpretation as well. Mm-hmm. But that's mainly sort of the premise of it, really, of that track.
And what about Where the Creatures Rule?
Yeah, that's like based on an Edgar Allan Poe poem. And A Dream Within a Dream. And it's just all about how you feel when you are in a dream state, and kind of almost like in between dream state and reality. And it's like that in between time, and I think there's actually a word for it, and I can't remember now off the top of my head, but there's a word for it, in between, where you think you're in a dream but you're not,
right,
if you know what I mean. And then you like wake up and
I think that's most
that
of my
happen,
life. I think
oh,
the word
God.
Should be Joey Page. That's how
most
days.
Maybe we are in a dream now.
Yeah,
you know, so we're not really here, we're somewhere else. So it's partly to do with that sort of state of mind, really. And
cool.
That's the vibe of it, really. So, and sort of almost trying to escape from that as well. So, both tracks are trying to be mainly talk about just being an individual and being like a punk and like kind of getting out there and being expressive,
being expressive and just doing it.
Yeah, totally. So, it's got that element of it too, as well.
Nice.
So.
Well, let's do it. We're gonna play it. This is the A side of the double A side, if that makes sense.
Yes,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
He's Acquired a New Face. It's the debut single from the West Wickhams. Guys, thank you so much for coming in to see
you,
us.
Joey.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And yeah, really exciting stuff. So I'm really thrilled to play this. This is He's Acquired a New Face by West Wickhams on FUBAR Radio.
Thank you.
There we go. Some post-punk garage psych. That's the debut single by my guests, Wes Wickhams. And like I said, you can get the double A-side white optical illusion vinyl now. So if you Google Wes Wickhams, put it in your Google machine, however you like to find things using a screen, and then you can buy that or go along to one of their gigs. Now, it's time, before we get our third guest of the afternoon into the studio, it's time to do our psych track of the week. And this bridges nicely from our last song into somewhere where I'm going to take some more of the show a bit later on. Basically, you know, sometimes I like to play some cool, interesting hip-hop on the show. And this is the first time that this has ever happened on a nice slice of psych. It's going to be a bit of a sort of hip-hop infused track. So here we go.
Good morning. What would you like to order?
A Welsh rabbit with a poached egg on top, please. Not too runny. Scones, butter, cream, jam. What else?
A nice slice of psych. That's right, it's a nice slice of psych. It's our first one of the year. And yeah, you wouldn't expect to find psych in hip-hop, but this is a great collaboration between two artists that have made a really interesting project. A rapper called Guilty Simpson and a New Zealand producer called Leonard Charles have formed together to make a project called the Leonard Simpson Duo. And they met whilst Guilty Simpson was on tour in New Zealand, and originally they planned to make an EP, but it's turned into a full-length album, which is coming out on the 31st of January. The LP is going to be called LSD, Leonard Simpson Duo, and this is brilliant. It starts off as hip-hop, and it spirals into psychedelia, and I think it's a real great piece of work, and I'm delighted to share it with you here on the show. So here we go then. This is called Nobody by the Leonard Simpson Duo, and it's your nice slice of psych for today, the 15th of January 2020 at 15:16 p.m.
Apart. I knew your heart, moved by emotions, stupid smart. You ain't a fool, but you let that dumb shit get under your skin, you can't win. I put distance between us, now we're miles away, even when we occupy the same space. I put on my game face, you see how I play. That tough shit is old, fam. At your age, you're a grown man. Negative energy reaps negative results when they check your posts. And if they can't find you, they wet your folks. Just to send a message, maybe you live long enough to regret it. Talking that cash shit because you get no credit, daddy. Compromise, focus, the cure for wandering eyes. Don't let them get you off your square. It's more action, less talk this year. I create my own path, hard work. Wanna live this life, get some heart first. It'll never all go your way. It's way deeper than a hard verse. Lead by example before you jump in some shit you can't handle, forcing you to make a move you didn't plan to, where they smile in your face but can't stand you. Life ain't fair, everyone's tough when the fight ain't there. When you move your feet, they swipe your chair. I smell the bullshit in the air, yeah. Thank you.
FUBAR Radio presents
Ian Boldsworth.
A perfect run-in that was to speak with Rob Schneider.
First time I ever heard the C word out loud. I mean, I knew that it existed.
Yeah.
Then when I was 13, my first trip to London, England, and like within 45 seconds of being in the country, I had heard the word about 90 times.
Yeah.
Somebody on a double-decker bus had taken somebody else's seat. The next thing you know, I said, "You fucking cunt. You bloody cunt. You know, yeah. You are, you fucking cunt."
Yeah. Like,
Ian Boldsworth, every Monday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Oh. I like that little, that sort of like little ghost of Stevie Wonder in the back of that trail there. I wasn't expecting that. Could anyone else hear that? Am I going mad? Okay, so it's now time to welcome my final guest of the first show of 2020. Always nice when we can get somebody in from a different perspective on the show. And so I'm delighted to have Kieran Lee from Flashback Records with me here on the show. Kieran, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, Joey. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How's things?
Great. New year, new music, you know.
Well, we were kind of just sort of speaking a second ago about how it's always, I always find January is a weird time in the music industry. Like, it takes a little while to catch fire.
It does, it does. I think, like, most like big name releases aim around like the summertime,
and then
a little bit before like Christmas,
yeah.
But in between then, it's like you get a lot of new bands and stuff. We put on like a lot of lesser known acts, new acts during the year. We do in stores usually our East London shop.
Yeah, it's some Bethnal Green.
Yeah. So it's good. But we do like we've had people like Thurston Moore in there, the Bots,
amazing.
You know, Screaming Females, like tons of different levels of artists.
Yeah, right.
But we really like putting on new people as well to give them a chance to kind of like, you know, get their record out there. And
and you never know who's going to come back around.
No, you never do. Sometimes you think people will, you know,
you'll never see them again, and then they surprise you, or
huge, yeah, yeah, and vice versa.
And then so they remember, really, and like, they,
yeah, yeah,
you know.
And
that's very similar to like what this station is about for me. It's like you. It's really nice that, and I'm sure this is probably pretty similar with Flashback, but maybe if it's not, you can fill me in on why on earth not. But it's like we get to pick what we want on here and have on who we want, and there's nobody saying you must push this person or you got.
That's exactly.
So it's really nice to have that sort of freedom to just pick stuff you like.
Yeah, we find a lot of like you find a lot of people that you become some of your favourites, and you don't really expect it to happen, but. A lot of people that work at Flashback Records are in bands themselves, like Jimmy is in Tea for the Sea. Even the owner's in a band called Dinted, so we're going to do a show soon, hopefully.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's like everyone there is in a band or is a DJ or has something to do with music at some capacity. Like, they're always doing their own thing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And what about yourself? Have you got a finger in another musical pie?
I've got a little finger in a little pie called Wolf Tapes. That's like releasing things on cassette and, you know, trading and that kind of stuff.
So, okay.
Yeah. But with Flashback, it's like, it's all across every genre and what we do.
Yeah, of course. So tell me how you came to... How long have you been at Flashback? You're in charge
years.
Of, like, events and press and stuff. So, yeah, how did you end up in Flashback?
Basically, I did kind of, like, press jobs before.
Mm-hmm.
And because I run my own thing in Wolf Tapes, it was, like, doing events photography and putting on events at places like Power Lunches that is no longer here. It used to be in Dalston. And other venues, and then just kind of applied that to here. You know, I have a big interest in records and trading records and stuff like that. So, like, it's very loose there. Like, everyone does a bit of everything, and everyone's into music, and everyone's into, like, vinyl.
Yeah, right.
Collecting, like, we're all nerds.
So, I always like when we get somebody from a record shop or something like that to do with vinyl, and I love to ask this question and I'm going to ask it of you. I know it's a very difficult one to answer, but is there like something that's got pride of place in your personal collection?
I actually just got like a Christmas gift from Mark, the owner, and it was like it's a record by a Little Beaver called Party Down,
right?
And it's like it's not very, very well known, but it's just like a great funky soul record.
Okay.
And it's something that I probably wouldn't like dip into myself because it's quite expensive. But to have it now, it's just like incredible. So, yeah.
And are you the kind of collector that will play their records or do you keep them?
Yeah, I play them. I do play them. I've got like some, I collect a lot of like 80s Japanese synth pop and stuff
that.
Some of them, I don't play them as often because they're like very precious. But yeah, I mean, there's no point in having it unless you don't play it sometimes.
I'm like a real low level collector. Like, I'm an idiot one in terms of like, I'll be like, oh, that's, I like the color of that vinyl. Like, I'll always need to like the album first, but it's like, you know, I'm a gullible sucker for, oh, it's going to be on a fluorescent orange vinyl. I'm like, right, get me that one. But I'll still play them. And do you know what I mean?
Like, there's a lot of that these days. Like, I think the interest in vinyl is really, it's always been there for a lot of people that are like, you know, really into it. But I think that record labels that are producing the records are trying to give consumers like something special. So there's a lot of like colored vinyl and limited edition stuff now. Thankfully, they're not putting out in like the millions. So, you know, its value is more than just like what it's worth. But yeah, it's fun. It's nice to have something and to look at it. And it's kind of hypnotic seeing that like purple swirl spinning around.
There's a band called Crush Beaks.
Yeah.
And their vinyl is like one of my favorite ones I've got in recent times because it's a sort of like a sort of grey kind of clear vinyl, but then it's got like orange splatters on it, and so I like to almost like a cat just hypnotically watch that go round and round.
Yeah.
Don't even need to listen to the album, just watch it spin. But that's one for me at the minute. I'm always like, let's have another look at that.
It's also like the cover work as well. Like
100%. That's a big factor. And any like I'm a sucker for a nice gatefoldy kind of like Tyser Gale's latest record has got like a little front gatefold on it,
quadruple gatefold.
No, it's just like the front panel
is
just a little, so it's almost like a half.
Okay,
it doesn't open like out like that, it's just the front. But
I mean, how many records has he got though? It's like he's doing one every
every like
months,
10
right?
minutes.
He's
released another collaboration with somebody last week. I was like, I just can't keep up.
It's cool though, it's all good.
Now the one thing that I don't understand, or maybe I do because I'm gonna then follow up with a question about me doing exactly this, but is the trading side of record collecting. So do you get people that do it almost just as like a business, like an antiquesy kind of like they try and like I don't understand the trade side. When I buy a record, I want to keep it in my collection and that's it. It's not
leaving.
I would
imagine so. Like a lot of people, if you have like a record collection that's like over a few hundred, you're probably gonna get rid of a few things like every now and then. So like most people, like day to day, like we've got three shops. We've got one in Crouch End, one in Shoreditch, and one in Islington, and all three of those shops, like we buy records in, like used or even new as well, and we let people like either exchange it or we just give them cash for it. And you do see, like most of the time, it's just collectors, like just regular collectors who will just like come in with a pile of records and then sell them to us and then take some other records out of the shop. Sometimes people just want to get like rid of like batches of stuff that they don't want, or
stuff that they've recently become embarrassed
or whatever
about,
and then
or
come
like,
back and buy it again.
I've got like a couple where it's like I don't know if I've ever played them, so like I can see how that would, but people that do it en masse, I don't. I'm just like, how can you let go of them?
Yeah,
I'm a hoarder.
you could probably do it. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but you probably could. Like there are people that do buy records to sell them.
Have you got rid of anything and then regretted it from your own?
Oh, many, many times.
See, that's what I'm scared of. Like, I do that all the time with clothes. I was like, I don't want to do it with records.
It's actually like you see things more often than you think. Like, if you go weekly, and I'm, because I work there, I go daily, it's like, you see it again. Or there's a lot of the time, because like companies are making a lot of reissues now, you get like a cheaper version. You can get like a reissue. Like, you might have something from the 70s that's worth like hundreds. You sell it in and you make that money, you can come and buy like a cheaper version. So you've still
got
the record.
But then you can get loads of other records,
So it's,
but it's not really something that bothers you to have the original.
I've bought stuff and then I've just like bought it back. Like, I think like Prince's second album, Prince.
Right.
I sold it when it was like really cheap and then it just shot up in value. And then I was like, I really love the album as well. I was like, what was I thinking? It just but I got it back now, so it's all good.
I've only got one record that I've not opened because I want to keep it pristine rather than not open because I don't like
what's
it.
That?
I got one of the like original. I mean, I'm not being technical here. I don't know if I'm saying the right thing, but like the first like set of pressings of Black Star by Bowie, because I was hopefully like that'll be something just cool to say this is from the original.
Yeah.
Like the heavyweight vinyl, and so I'll never open that. But I bought two copies, so one I play and the other one I just wouldn't.
Right.
But that's the only time I've ever done that. Doubled up on it.
That's a really special record as well. Yeah, like, people found loads of different like. Secret things to it, like you leave it out in the sun and like stars
come on the
inserts and stuff like that, so it's very like a coded like secret thing. But yeah, I mean,
he knew what he was doing when he did that, but
yeah, it's good. I mean, if you are looking to have it just for the sake of like, you know, keeping it, then yeah, you've done the right thing,
because
it's definitely become more valuable as time goes on.
But that's the only time I've ever been like, yeah, I'm gonna keep that. I just bought two of them and I was like,
well, good move.
But I have got a copy of a more recent Vaccines record that someone bought me as a present and I've never opened. So maybe I'll trade that in somewhere.
Just come down. Get something that you like.
So is your collection, your personal collection, is it organised or is it just a mess?
It's not really that organised. Like I keep it in batches of genre as much as I can.
Yeah,
but I don't
do
like alphabetise or anything like that. No.
But do you even keep the artists together? Because mine's all right until people come around and you start playing them.
Yeah.
And then I just put them all back in the bunch that they came out.
It's like an endless thing.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
So tell us as well a little bit about the... I don't know if this has anything to do with you. It might not be your end of it. But I really enjoy the Flashback Records Twitter because you do a little every... Well, like almost daily, you put out like a record that came out on that day and a bit of info about it. So, yeah, like I was reading the Gangstar one today. And
I did that this morning, actually.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying that output because it's like a nice little every day. It's like almost like word of the day or fact of the day kind of thing. If you follow the Twitter.
It's like, I suppose, like the deeper you get into records and music, the more you're into that kind of stuff. And, I like Gangstar when, like, back in the day, and it's nice to be reminded of things.
What do you think
like
of the new album?
I haven't actually heard the new one, you know.
It's not bad.
I heard it's like good. I know it's like made like DJ Premier's basically put it together. But yeah, I haven't got around to listening to it. But I need to. I'm like, I've fallen a little bit behind on hip hop because I'm getting into like new genres every week. But yeah, I'm definitely down for listening to it, so I might actually put it on later when I get back.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, we all have like a little turn.
We
have like a turn for like an hour or so to play like an album every day. So you get to listen to so much music that you like, and you get to listen to so much stuff that you like, but you didn't know that you wanted.
Yeah,
so
like you would never put it on yourself.
Yeah, like someone like prog metal, and another person likes, you know, like ambient music, another person likes like synth pop or whatever, and it just all comes together. It's like you really get to like a broad range of just by being in the shop.
Yeah, right. Has there ever been anybody that's worked there that you've grown to dislike them because of their choices? Like every day, not you again.
But
I'm not going to ask you to call them out.
They're unnamed, Mark.
No, I'm not. And how is it in terms of like a community Flashback? Like, do you get a lot of regular people that come in just kind of like for a bit of a chat about music?
All the time. It's definitely like, there's definitely a community side to like, not just record buying, but because we do like CDs and we do cassettes and books and all sorts of things. But yeah, you definitely see like regulars come in and we have a chat all the time. Or like what's really nice to see is when like two buyers or people just browsing, they're in the same section or whatever, and they just like end up striking up like a little temporary friendship or whatever, talking about music. Or when people recommend records to other people, you know, not in an intrusive way, but you know, they find something new through someone in the shop. It's very like natural.
Yeah,
that's cool. It's definitely, we definitely like talk a lot about music, and you know, it happens like daily. Definitely a daily thing. Yeah,
that's nice.
And between us as well,
don't really get that in any other sort of form of retail.
Yeah,
or
like
whatever,
you find so many things that you didn't know that you like. It's just incredible, really.
Yeah, sweet. So on the events side of it, which is your chief domain, press and events, has there been something where you've put on in the past where you're like, I'm so proud that I managed to make that band come in, or
even in retrospect, we were like, we had these guys, and now, like, in hindsight, I'm like...
It's more a case of, like, you just don't... I think the best events are the ones where you just don't expect it to be, like, people are very... are so into it, they'll come to you, like, 2 years later and be like, oh, you know, that event that I went to here was so good, and I got to meet the band that I love and all this. I think the last time we did that was really good, was the Comic Gain one, because it was like a fifth birthday for the Shoreditch shop that's right. Like just off Brick Lane, and it just brung down so many like different types of people to the same thing,
yeah,
and they were great as well. So like it's nice to see a band that you like in the shop doing their thing, and it's just like, we all have a drink and just like have a good time,
you know? So and I bet that helps as well, once people have had a few beers, I bet that loosens the wallet and all of a sudden a few records, because any in-store I've gone to, I've always bought something that I wasn't planning on buying, not even necessarily the person I've gone to see, like, because normally if I'm going to see somebody, I've already got their record, do you know what I mean?
But I get you.
Then it's like whilst I'm watching them, my eye will get caught by something on a shelf and be like, oh, I haven't really got the money for that, but then another four beers, you're like, right, I'll get one of them.
You found out the plan.
I understand how it works.
It's all fun, like it's really fun.
But yeah, it's really great. If people listening have never been to an in-store anywhere, then I wholeheartedly recommend you go and check one out, because yeah, for all of those reasons, it is really great. And to see a band in such an intimate setting of any, no matter how big the shop is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like a concert venue or anything. It's really intimate, and a lot of people,
and it's great.
They see a different version of the band that you'd see anywhere else. Like, if you are interested in seeing events, just go to the website www.flashback.co.uk, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Flashback London. Boom!
There we
plug,
go.
Plug.
Yeah, good plug. There you've got to get them in. And also, I highly recommend you following the Twitter feed for all these great insightful tidbits that come.
Factoids
directly from you. That's
yeah
good.
Sometimes people recommend stuff,
yeah,
you know.
So speaking of recommends, soon I'm gonna have to let you go. I you're not there today, are you going back there?
I'm going back. You're going back to Shoreditch. So more records, more life.
But yeah, so I've got to let you go very soon, but this is one of the great reasons for having you in, was that we was like, oh, well, we'll get you to pick a song that you might want to play on the air, and then you gave us like a whole list, which is great. Okay. That shows you how much this gentleman sat opposite me is into his music. Couldn't decide one. Just gave us a list of like eight or nine songs.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just do the whole thing.
Yeah, so we're going to play one of those in a second.
Cool.
But first of all, it would be stupid of me, as my final question, not to ask you, is there anything that you really can't wait for the release of this year? Is there something that you're like...
Hmm.
Or a little tip that people might be like, oh,
so I need to really look at like what's coming out this year, like in terms of, because last year was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's so many good albums from last year that I didn't really suspect, like the Danny Brown and Solange and stuff like that, that have gone on to be like some of my favourites. It's not really like that. I don't really like wait for records by artists anymore. I just wait for it by someone will say like this is a great album.
Listen to
it. Like it's. Yeah, you just have to wait and see.
We'll just have to wait and see. Well, let's keep an eye on that Twitter. We'll find out that way. But out of the many, many songs that you picked, one that intrigued me was Black Rice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about that? So why you personally picked it? Because
I just love the song. And it's like an indie song from, I think it's like mid-2000s or something.
I didn't even know what it was. So I kind of went through and like listened to like a bit of each song. So I was like, I'm going to see which one. But yeah, for some reason, this one, I was like, I don't even know anything about these guys or anything. So I was like, yeah.
I don't think they're together anymore for various reasons. But yeah, I don't know an incredible amount about the band. But yeah, it's just one of these songs that's like stuck with me for years and years, and every time I put it on, someone's always like, what's this, like what band's this? That's the only reason on there. I just like the sound of it, really.
It has got a great sound, so we're gonna give that a spin. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
When you've got stuff coming up, then let us know and we'll tell the listeners to come down and
come to one of the events, and we'll be down as well. But yeah, and it's actually not very far away from my house. So
really, yeah.
I'll be in.
Pop down. I'll see you down there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for coming in, man. Cheers.
Thank you.
This is Women and Woman. Sorry, and Black Rice. Listen to Joey Page on FUBAR Radio. There we go. That's Woman and Black Rice. Women they're not active. Kieran was right. They were a art rock band from Calgary in Canada from 2007 to 2012. And that's a song that I am going to put on one of my many playlists for like parties, so that when people say to me, "Hey, what's this?" I'll say, "Just a little thing that I found once," and I'm gonna expunge the fact that Kieran told me that from the records. I'm not really, I'll probably tell them because it's cool to say that I know Kieran. That was a lovely chat. Now, you know, earlier on, I was talking about how I reckon I could probably do Back to the Jury. Well, I'm gonna have an attempt at that, but first, I wanna play another song, I'm gonna squeeze a song in, then I am going to become Back to the Jury, and then we're going to have our David Bowie of the Week. So that's how the rest of the show is going to run. This next song is Your Old Droog, which is another piece of hip-hop. I did say we would go in there a bit from the Psych Track of the Week. It features MF Doom, of course. Your Old Droog, a really fascinating artist. You should check him out. And this song's called BDE. So have a little listen to this. It's got some good little sampling bit on the end of it as well. So here we go. And after this, Baxter Jury. we'll be live in the studio.
Got chrome, let it knock your goofy ass right out your phones. Ain't about pride, more like being grown. Cats love to scream they outside. Be the ones who never make your home. Left comparisons alone. Real ones never thought I was a clone. Even with all the conspiracy theorists, my spirit's shown. Have bitches wet off the baritone. Y'all just like the rap, I'm like the rap. Sasha Baron Cohen, dudes just mad. They was passed over like Fredo. Or how I pulled up the Passover with a solid gold dreidel. Or the iced out mezuzah, told my jeweler two-tone. Put some extra rocks on it, like a Jewish tombstone. Next year, swing through with the menorah. While you run around, jacking up the mad aura. Purporting to end all the horror, dog, you been a snorer. Never had to flip snow, like MC Shan with Informer. Or the guy who played Ace Ventura. You was up in Mars basement for a grip, inviting men to your dick. You must be fried like shrimp tempura. Motherfuckers scrub up the floor and think they want him with a top 10 scorer. I might shoot in the foul with eyes closed, use a bench warmer. Your team rap like gyros, all your men swarmer. Just got some intel on your dance squad. I heard you name rods and cells like sim cards. Don't make me have to send a dog. Shells going in now temples like the devout through synagogues. Don't offend the guard. Professional clappers on deck who sit calm. So we tells them when they can applaud. Give them the okay sign like Johnny Carson. Dolly Parton on the show tonight, it's gonna be awesome. Tight band and Barbara Streisand promoting Yentl. But first, won't you give a nice hand to Reynolds?
Fucking with these old cats are in the ride. They say my record shady like Interscope. But I've been a gold, bro. It's the hot stepper with the vibes. The master teacher professing with the tribe. You beat the drum, they cha cha cha. I bet you niggas step to the side. It's more direct. Yeah. I told my brother, let them little niggas get yoked. Come to the yoke, yo. If there's a yoke, we gon' take it off your neck like Young Berg. I'm Judah Ben-Hur. You heard if there's an order rope under duress, then we gon' wait in the glacier frozen dread. Then you gon' get what you haters supposed to get. You're not supposed to confess the iced out mezuzah make you throw a fit. You a bitch, you not supposed to care. I spell star with two R's in it. I'm too authentic from Oxnard to Prague. I got dope, but it's goofballs involved. Goofing up the business. I'm sprucing up another dusty Civic. Throwing it tune up another. I'm sugar nut to bust your fucking windows. Your shit come off kitschy, go tell your friends. Mahershala Hajbaz, hop hot up moves not for kiddies. Optimistically, we cock the glizzy. Nobody whispering, no wassy wissy. Nobody entering, no shitty contracts. Neither this, not the 60s.
Remember the 60s, you know, that era that a lot of people, you know, have these glorious memories of. Which they really weren't that great those years, but.
Feeling in your presence, shots of premium brown. No chases for the peasants. Dust off the sleeves. Trust, don't believe. Prepare for the biggest picture. Adjust your TVs. Highs in the heaven, adjust the lows in hell. Come with a whole lot to give and take as well. Take this L and flip it to a 7. Right before you take this mill and flip it to 11. Seek to keep applying all the truth you're learning, brethren. Forever new beginning, no concern for the ending. Remain fearless, flagrant plus peerless. Stay stronger, even way longer than a bear piss. Play the groove like Bob James on the Moog. They all noobs, they on the wave with the truth. Blood in his veins, coursing colder than Antarctica. More warmer in the 90s with Polo and Mad Nautica. Clown out of order, slaughter, a bad orator. Thought the order a cruise back to Florida. If ever food be the type to cause you indigestion. Or maybe spit back around and blow out one's intestines. Strategic in thought and energy investing. Divine mind power increase, count your blessings.
One thing that did happen during the 60s was some music of an unusual or experimental nature did get recorded and did get released. Now look at who the executives were in those companies at those times. Not hip young guys. These were cigar-chomping old guys who looked at the product that came and said, I don't know. Who knows what it is? Record it, stick it out. If it sells, all right. We were better off with those guys than we are now with the supposedly hip young executives, you know, who are making the decisions of what people should see and hear in the marketplace. The young guys are more conservative and more dangerous to the art form than the old guys with the cigars ever were.
There we go. That's your old Droog, who is a Ukrainian-American Jewish rapper featuring Mac Homie and MF Doom. And yeah, he's really good. You should go and check him out if you like that sort of thing. Right, we're hurtling towards the end of the show. In a moment, I'm going to do a little... I'm going to show you how to make a Baxter Jury song. But I just wanted to also go over some of the upcoming... Because we were talking about this with Kieran. Some of the upcoming new album releases. So, a couple of things that I'm excited about in the immediate future. The Slow Rush by Tame Impala is out on the 20th of February. That... LSD Leonard Simpson duo is out on the 31st of January. James Wrighton, who I interviewed alongside Simon Amstel back in the summer, springtime last year, somewhere. It's all hazy, the past, for me. Who cares about the past? It's the future. But if you do want to listen to that interview that I did, James Wrighton did the soundtrack for Simon Amstel's film. We had a really frenetic, amazing chat about the film and the soundtrack, and James Wrighton's debut solo album. Of course, he used to be in the Claxons. His debut solo album is out on March the 20th, same day as Baxter Jury. Also, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard are working on three new projects to be released in 2020. They're probably not quite as many as Ty Segall, probably going to do 9 or 10 albums this year. The Big Moons album came out on Friday and it's already at number 9 in the midweek charts. So maybe Walking Like We Do will climb even higher. And what an amazing thing that will be for those guys and our musical tastes here on the show as well. What, get us put in the spotlight for a little while. Us people that don't just like pop and horrible stuff like that. So that's a little rundown of some stuff that's coming up. Now, before we play our David Bowie of the week, I'm going to show you how I, in another life, could quite easily have become Baxter Jury in a track that I'm going to call... The Bookshop. Bookshops. Dusty shelves. Archaic words. Words and more words. An old man bangs at the window in a beer-stained Mac. His eyebrows drowned in sorrow. See, I could easy peasy. I could do that all day long. What's for dinner tonight? Asked the chef. Dunno. You're the chef. See, easy peasy. I've got a new coat. Where's it from? H&M probably. I don't remember. See, I'm not saying it's that easy, but. Is it that easy? I should probably stop slagging him off. I really want him to come on the show. I am actually a really massive Baxter Jury fan, as you know, because I play him on the show all the time. Right, here we go. It's time to tell you what's going on next week on the show. I'm very excited to announce that the Orioles, whose forthcoming LP, Disco Volador, which we've learned on the show here today. See, we're learning things as well. They're going to be on the show. Disco Volador. It's a flying fish from California. Maybe I'll see one while I'm over there. They'll be coming on the show to talk about their UK and America tour and lots of other good stuff as well. It's now time to play our David Bowie record of the week. Of course, this last week marks the sad passing of the great man David Bowie, but that's not what we're playing next. We play a David Bowie record every week on the show. It's my penultimate show today before I go off to America. Who knows if I'll ever come back? I may forge a life over there, just driving around the back streets of America. Maybe I'll be on a Netflix documentary one day in 20 years' time as the radio DJ that went off on his honeymoon and never came back. I hope not. I hope I'm back in a month's time. But yeah, so next week's going to be a great show. And then you get another little rest from me, and then I'll be back for the rest of 2020. Gonna get some new exciting things to happen on the show. But yeah, that's it from me for this week. I hope that you've enjoyed it. Thanks to all our guests. Thanks to Hussey, Wes Wickhams, Kieran Lee, fabulous guests from Flashback Records. Don't forget to follow their Twitter, because it gives you so much good musical insight on albums from the past that are, like, you know, on this day today, this one came out, and it's really good. Just a little extra thing that you can look at when you're doing your endless dead scrolling in the middle of the night. Thanks to producers Will and Abby. You've been wonderful as always, and I'll see you next week. If you've liked the show, tell a friend. It's on every Wednesday live 2 till 4, or you can listen again on the Food Bar Radio website. I don't know why I'm telling you that, because you're doing that in one of these ways quite clearly. But if you know somebody of poor musical taste, then make them listen to this, and we can stop them listening to rubbish music in your kitchen or car. Anyway, that's it for today. I've been Joey Page. Thanks very much. This is your David Bowie Record of the Week. And I think it's a David Bowie Record of the Week that I've never actually played on the show. So that's nice, isn't it? This is Watch That Man by David Bowie. Bye.